Hey, Gained Gang, welcome back to the Greatness Gained podcast, where we break down the myths that keep you broke and give you the tools to build real freedom. I'm your host, Jack Smith, and today we're flipping the script on a sacred cow of personal finance, saving money. Yup, you heard that right, because in this episode, I'm going to show you why the advice to just save more might be the very reason you're still stuck financially. Let's get into it. For decades, we've been sold this formula. Work hard, live below your means, save consistently, retire someday. Sounds responsible, right? But here's the problem. Saving alone doesn't make you wealthy. In fact, if you're only saving, you're losing. Because while you're stacking pennies in a 0.01% interest savings account, inflation is eating it alive. Let me put it this way. If you're saving $10,000 a year at 1% interest, you're earning $100. But if inflation is 4%, you're losing $400 in purchasing power. That's a guaranteed loss. So the question isn't, how do I save more? It's, how do I make my money work for me? Let's talk about what frugality really is. Frugality is a defense strategy, and defense is important. It protects you, but you can't win the game with defense alone. Cutting Netflix, skipping coffee, driving a unit car forever. All of that might make you feel responsible, but it doesn't multiply your money. There's a hard limit to how much you can cut, but there's no cap on how much you can earn, and that's the problem. Most people spend their life trying to shrink their spending instead of growing their income. That's like trying to lose weight by not eating, instead of learning how to build muscle and burn fat. It's survival mode, not growth mode. Here's the cold truth. Savers often stay broke because they never learn how to invest, build, or grow. Saving is step one, but it's not the end game. The people who build real wealth, they use money like a tool. They invest in assets. They build businesses. They buy things that produce cash, not just preserve it. Savers think in terms of protection. Wealthy people think in terms of multiplication. So if your plan is to hoard money in a bank account and hope for the best, you're not playing to win. You're playing not to lose. And that's why you're still stuck. So what should you do instead? Let's break it down with a simple framework I teach called SPG. Spend, protect, grow. Spend, cover your real life. Budget for what matters. Live within your means, not beneath your dignity. Protect. This is where savings do matter. Build a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Protect yourself from risk. Grow. This is the game changer. Invest in skills, in income producing assets, and in systems that create leverage. If your money isn't growing, your wealth isn't building, whether it's starting a side hustle, buying cash flowing assets, or acquiring a boring small business. Growth is the only path to freedom. You don't get wealthy by saving alone. You get wealthy by deploying capital, even if it's just a little at first, and letting it work harder than you do. Here's the punchline, Gained Gang. Saving is safe, but it won't save you. If you're serious about building wealth, you have to shift from a saving mindset to an investing mindset, from protection to production. So ask yourself, is your money sitting still, or is it putting in work? Because if your money's not working, you always will be. And that's not freedom. That's just financial purgatory. That's it for today's episode. If this hit home, share it with someone stuck in the save more trap. And if you're ready to go from saver to asset operator, I'll see you in the next one. Keep building, keep growing, keep gaining.